Be still and know. Do you have a problem? Who doesn't these days? If it isn't one problem, it's another, we say. That's part of living, human nature. Do you have trouble, sickness, or misery of any kind? If you do, there is a way in which you can help yourself, by praying. The Apostle James says, "Is anyone among you in trouble? He should turn to prayer." James also says, "A good man's prayer is powerful and effective." When you don't know what else to do, who else to turn to for help? Quite literally, go to the Lord in prayer. If someone you know of needs help, pray for them. You can help them in this way. James again says, "Pray for one another, and then you will be healed." Prayer, as the American Indians used to say, is strong medicine. A prayer made with faith can do a great deal of good, more than you might imagine or suspect. If you need help, ask someone to pray for you, to help you. The prayer offered in faith will save the sick man, James says. The Lord will raise him from his bed, and any sin he may have committed will be forgiven. Faith is a belief in what you are doing or saying or thinking. Jesus once looked for figs on a fig tree that had none. So he said to it, "You'll never bear figs again," and it shriveled up on the spot. His apostles marveled at this, so he said to them, "If you really believed you could move a mountain into the sea, you could do it." Faith can move a mountain, and prayer puts faith to work and leaves the answer in faith to God. Be Still and Know, produced for the Presbyterian Church in the United States, closes with this passage from James. "Is anyone among you in trouble? He should turn to prayer. The prayer offered in faith will save the sick man. The Lord will raise him from his bed, and any sins he may have committed will be forgiven."